This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. This episode of 20th Century Boy is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon and the TCB Overflow podcast. If you finish 20th Century Boy and you want to hear more from me, head to patreon.com/radiomike and for as little as a dollar a month, get the Overflow podcast, an extra podcast every single week. And the Pat and Mike Show, where producer Pat and I talk everything behind the scenes of 20th Century Boy. The Patreon is overflowing with content. We'll see you there.
Hey guys, Mike here, and this is a little bonus series. This is just going to be an experimental one, but I might do it if enough people respond to it and like it. Basically, I have made this playlist on Spotify of 100 songs that I love. So it's not necessarily like the 100 best songs of all time. It's just 100 songs that I think are amazing and absolutely love and have some significance to me and my life. And I've put them all in this playlist. And what I wanted to do is just do this little series, I guess, of like a radio show style thing. Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to, well, I don't think I'm allowed to just put these songs in this podcast, but I'm just going to do it anyway. And I thought I'm just going to talk about these songs, play them radio show style, and then come off the back and introduce the next song. And you can kind of listen to it like it's a radio show. And yeah, I'm just basically going to do that and talk about music, because I've talked about music on 20th Century Boy before, and people really like it when I talk about it and have like written in about enjoying it and wanting more. So I thought, you know, I'll do 10 songs per episode. Again, this is just the first one as an experiment, but if you like it, let me know and I'll do more. So yeah, I've kind of tried to curate it into similar-ish sounding songs. So this is in no way in like chronological order from 1 to 100. This is just, I'm picking out 10 songs from the playlist. I'm going to talk about them. And from there, you can listen to them and decide for yourself. And I thought no better way to start this with the song that kind of, well, if this song didn't exist, then this podcast wouldn't exist, because this first song is T-Rex's 20th Century Boy. And this song is the namesake for my podcast. And I think it's one of the best songs ever written. And to people who don't know, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the pod, but the reason I called the podcast 20th Century Boy, one, is because when I heard the song, I thought the title was so fitting to who I am, because I was born in the mid 90s and I am a 20th Century Boy. But as well as that, there's this lyric in this song that always really stuck with me in the chorus that I just thought you'll hear it, but I just thought it was so, I don't know, so cheeky. I can't think of another word, like cheeky or smug. And I always really liked that. And the lyric is basically, it goes, "It's plain to see you were meant for me. I'm your toy, your 20th century boy." And I just always loved that quote. "It's plain to see you were meant for me," because I thought it was such a smug and kind of arrogant thing to say to someone, like, "It's plain to see you were meant for me." And I don't know, like, I guess that's what it's like. I feel like on the podcast, I kind of speak with this hyped up sense of arrogance that, like, hey, you don't want to agree with me, but you do. And that's sort of the essence of what Radio Mike is, I feel. And like, oh, you don't want to think I'm funny, but you do. That's kind of what I feel Radio Mike is. And that line, "It's plain to see you were meant for me," always kind of speaks to me in that sense. So let's start it off with one of my favorite songs of all time and the namesake of this podcast. It's T-Rex's song 20th Century Boy from their album Tanks back in 1973.
Glad to see you.
absolutely love this outro with this like saxophone solo, and it just gets so chaotic and epic. That song is amazing. And I just love all the lyrics as well. Like, I charge like a ram, I sting like a bee, babe, I want to be your man. I don't know. I just, it's the epitome of like this arrogant showman. And Mark Bolan, who was the lead singer and the primary member of T-Rex, was a bit of a, like a showman, you know, and he, all his music, I feel like when I listen to T-Rex, all their music is just a little bit like, yeah, like I'm awesome, I've got this. And I've always really loved that vibe. On to the next song though. This next one is more recent. It's a song that I've talked about on the podcast before. It's DMA's Delete. The band is DMA's, the song is Delete. I first heard this song on Triple J's Hottest 100, probably around 2014 or 2015, and it changed my life. I think this is probably one of my favorite, it's probably my favorite song of all time. And it's soft, it's soothing, it's heartfelt. And apparently the song is about deleting your ex-girlfriend off Facebook because you can't stand to see her pictures anymore, which I always thought was really funny. But, you know, towards the end of the song, after this really gentle, kind of peaceful but somber opening and verse, chorus sort of traditional structure, towards the end of the song, you'll hear it just sort of explodes with this chugging bass line. And the second vocalist from DMA's Matt Mason comes in to sing like a quite a jilting alternative melody to the main melody of the song, and it just works incredibly. So let's take a listen to DMA's amazing song Delete from their original EP DMA's, which I believe was released in 2015. This song is so good.
Don't forget about the stars, the sky, lucid as the air that blows, and light that shines, just a way to figure out her when the night is wrong. Take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her still. In the quiet of nothing, to the hands of grace. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her now. Don't delete my baby, won't you always find. Gonna shine a diamond like you never did. Gonna show you something I can't be taught. Don't delete my baby, I'll find chorus now. Know that I belong to be reflections of myself. Let it all out. Just let it all out. To fight the feeling. Don't take it to the always know it needs her to belong, to fight. Know that when I do want to face the place, take a little wander outside through the rain and snow, just a way to figure out her. Don't defeat my baby, don't delete her still. In the quiet of nothing, to the hands of grace. Don't delete my baby, don't defeat her now. Don't defeat my baby, won't you always find. Gonna shine a diamond like you never did. Gonna show you something I can't be taught. Don't delete my baby, I'll find the chorus now. You know that I belong to be reflections of myself. Let it all. To fight you're setting off the score.
I actually get goosebumps whenever I hear that, the end of that song. I just think it's incredible and I love it so much. Hope you enjoyed that. On to the next song. This song I just think is just so simple, but so melodically complex at the same time. And just, I don't know, everything about this song just feels right when I listen to it. And I don't listen to this artist much. It's a song called Loving Is Easy by Rex Orange County, who is a British kind of, I don't know, not rock, like I guess indie sort of, but very cool lo-fi sort of indie rock music. And this song, Loving Is Easy, I think what stood out to me when I first heard it is just the amazing vocals that this guy has. Like, he just has these really smooth vocals, and the lyrics in this song are cool, and I love the whole vibe of this song. It's Loving Is Easy, and the whole song just feels so easy, and it's just such a bop. Like, you just bop listening to this song. So let's go over to Loving Is Easy by Rex Orange County.
Loving is easy, you have me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing for me. Listen, girl, when you can't even hide it, and it didn't take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came. Hide it, and it didn't take forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy, you have me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect.
As you hear, the vocals are just so amazingly smooth. On to the next song. Loving this. This next song is Harvey Danger's Flagpole Sitter. It's an absolute classic. It's heading all the way back to the 90s. And I think what I like most about this song is like the lyrical content. Like, it's a banger of a song, but you get to this build up after the bridge and into, I think, the third verse where the lyrics just open up with paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me. And I just think that's such an amazing example of what it's like to like have anxiety sometimes and have irrational anxiety. And I just think this song's great. Listen to the lyrics. The vocals are amazing. It's a banger. Here's Harvey Danger's song, Flagpole Sitter.
Around the world and found that only stupid people.
Flagpole Sitter, Harvey Danger. Oh, what a classic. I love that song so much. Next song. Love this next song. Just the vibe. Really indie rock vibe from Bloc Party. The song is called This Modern Love. And I actually first heard this song because it was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. And it's in the last episode of season one, if you've seen the show. And actually, I noticed a lot of the songs in this list are from both the show How I Met Your Mother and other TV shows and films where I first heard them and they made an impact on me. But I think the thing about How I Met Your Mother was it was a sitcom, but it also incorporated a lot of story arcs and soap opera-esque kind of vibes to it. And often they used licensed music like this song, which just elevated some of the show's more dramatic moments to new heights. And there are so many amazing songs throughout the series, of which this is one of them. And I haven't really heard much of Bloc Party outside of this song, but I absolutely love This Modern Love. I think it's such an incredible moment in that TV series, but it's just a great song in its own right. So this is the song This Modern Love from Bloc Party from their 2005 album, Silent Alarm.
It's modern love.
come over and kill some time. Throw your arms around me.
I actually love those lyrics at the end of the song. Do you want to come over and kill some time? Like, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like in life when you're just sort of meandering through life and you're like, you're just killing time. Like, I feel like we're all just killing time until we die sometimes, and that song really enforces that. All right, this next one is definitely one of my favorite songs of all time. It's from Arcade Fire, who are an incredible band. This is from their album The Suburbs, which is from 2010. I did prefer their 2017 album Everything Now. That's an incredible album, but this song, Ready to Start, always just connected with me on so many levels, and I think it's amazing. So let's just start listening to it, okay? Here we go. Businessman, drink my blood. What the kids in art school said they would. When I get so, just begin again. You say you can still be friends. If I was scared. If I was bored, you know I would. And if I was yours, but I'm not. All the kids have always known that the emperor wears no clothes. But they bow down to him anyway. That's better. Love that song so much. I also forgot to say at the top there, lyrics always speak so much to me. Like, if I hear a lyric that connects with me, I often just get obsessed with a song. And the lyric in Ready to Start, just there in the middle where it goes, now you're knocking on my door saying please come out with us tonight, but I would rather feel alone than pretend I feel all right. That is the anthem. Those lyrics are the anthem of my early 20s. Just feeling depressed and flat all the time because I didn't know what to do. And everyone being like, let's go out, let's have fun. And me being like, I don't want to go out and have fun. I'm depressed. I'd rather stay at home on my own than go out and pretend I'm feeling okay. But anyway, this next song is an amazing song that I think is one of the best songs ever written. It's by the Ramones, the iconic punk band, the Ramones, and it's called Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, in brackets, My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, from their album Animal Boy from 1986. I love the Ramones. I love their short, fast punk music, but this song for them was something else. If you've heard their debut album, it's all just short, quick, non-indulgent punk songs. It's incredible, but Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, you have to hear this song. And you might have heard it before. It's featured in a montage scene in the film School of Rock with Jack Black, where Jack Black is teaching all the kids music. Amazing montage with an amazing song choice. This song feels so powerful, passionate, and political, and I absolutely love it. So let's take a listen to it. Lyrics so much as well, like my brain is hanging upside down. I think that song is just amazing, and I actually think the passion in a lot of those lyrics as well, like it feels angry but burning passion, which is what I think punk music is supposed to be about. And the Ramones are just like the original punk rock kings. Next song is Ophelia by the Lumineers. And you might have heard the song Ho Hey by the Lumineers. That was like their breakout. But I heard this song Ophelia in an episode of the podcast Song Exploder where they break it down. And it just completely sold me on this song. And I think the chorus riff of Ophelia, oh, Ophelia, is amazing, as well as keep your ears out for the piano riffs in this, which are just so addictive to listen to. It's like, amazing song. And I think everyone should hear this song in their life because it's absolutely incredible.
When I was young, I should have known better, and I can't feel no remorse, and you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new
songs remind me of being in university and like having crushes on girls and just like really liking girls, and this song really spoke to me because it's like, you've been on my mind, girl, like a drug. And it's just like when you really like someone but they don't like you, and it's like, ah, oh, so unfair, and you just hate that feeling. It's quite amazing. I might just do this one last one. So I think that's 9 songs, or is it 8? No, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine songs seems okay. I know we'll eventually be out mathematically and 10 songs per episode for 10 episodes makes much more sense, but I don't want these to go for too long. 45-minute-ish radio show would be good. This last song I absolutely had to include in this because if you asked me in high school, what's your favorite song? It's this one. I still love this song to this day. And I think it is, I could talk for hours about why I love this song, but let me just try and sum it up for you because I don't think you could quite understand why it means so much to me. This song is the epitome of being a rebellious, horny, fun teenager. And coming into adulthood, I feel. The song is Feeling This by Blink-182. Blink-182 has 2 main vocalists, Tom DeLonge and Mark Hoppus. And in this song, they both share vocals. And I think that's why I love it so much, because their voices complement each other so well. And this whole song is about sex and love and heartbreak. And The chorus is so catchy, and you should pay attention to the outro of this song, in which there are four vocal parts running simultaneously in perfect harmony, and it is quite a display of musicality from a snot-nosed punk band from the 90s, Blink-182. This album, the self-titled Blink-182 album from 2003, I believe is their magnum opus and a peak of the pop-punk genre. It's aggressive, angry, emotional, and emo. Like, you have to hear this album. Even if you don't like punk, put this album on. It is incredible. And this is the first song from that album, Feeling This. And I believe that this album was when the three members of Blink-182 kind of grew up and became adults and matured and experimented. And as they said in one of their breakout singles, I guess this is growing up. This is Feeling This by Blink-182, one of my favorite songs in the world. Enjoy.
I got no regret right now. I'm feeling this. The air is so cold and low. I'm feeling this. Let me go in her room. I'm feeling this. I want to take off her clothes. I'm feeling this. Show me the way to bed. I'm feeling this. Show me the way you move. I'm feeling this. Fuck it, it's such a blur. I'm feeling this. I love all the things you do. I'm feeling this.
Feet fell short this time. Your smile fades in the summer. Of you.
There you go, little Mikey FM radio show. This was really fun, and I'm interested if people listen to it as a radio show style. I'll put little chapter markers in so you can skip the songs if you want. But yeah, I just really wanted to do this. I really like talking about the music I love. But again, as the ethos of 20th Century Boy goes, these are the conversations you wish you were having, because sometimes I feel like I can't nerd out about the music that I love to anyone except on this podcast. So I don't know. I think this is kind of a thing you can put on in the car and just, yeah, listen to it as if it's a radio show. If you liked it, let me know. I'll do more and I'll put them out each week and just sort of, yeah, do that. In the meantime, support me on Patreon, patreon.com/radiomic, and I'll catch you in the next main episode. See you then. Bye.
This episode of 20th Century Boy was brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon. If you just finished the podcast and want to hear me talk even more, head to patreon.com/radiomike to get access to the TCB Overflow podcast, an extra podcast every week, and the Pat and Mike Show, where me and producer Pat talk behind the scenes of making this show. The Patreon is overflowing with content. We'll see you there. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.